So D-Day plus 75 years. In 2004, there were 4.5 million World War II veterans still alive. And today that number is about 400,000. The legacy of the greatest generation is disappearing daily, frankly. And so when you look to the beaches of Normandy today and you look at the president of the United States, the president of France, the Queen of England, and all those gathered for the remembrances on those beaches, on those bluffs, it's striking to remember the next major milestone will be 25 years hence, and by then there likely will be no veterans left from World War II. And what did it take? What did it take to pull off this invasion led by Dwight Eisenhower and the Allied forces from the United States and England and Canada? Let me give you some numbers so you understand the scale of what was pulled off by a lot of young men, 18, 19 years old, some younger, some lied that got into the military. Let me give you an idea. 7 million tons of supplies, including 450,000 tons of ammunition, were brought into Britain from the United States in preparation for the invasion. Some of the soldiers didn't know that it was the real thing until the day of the invasion when they were handed live ammunition. This is actually live ammunition. This is not a drill anymore. That's when they came to the realization that D-Day was in fact real. 17 million maps were handed out. 17 million maps. So people knew where they were going once they were in France. Training for D-Day was brutal, as you can imagine. Absolutely brutal. In some cases, deadly. During one live-fire rehearsal exercise in late April 1944, German fast attack craft ambushed the Allied forces and killed 749 Americans. It was treacherous. D-Day began just after midnight with Allied air operations. 11,590 Allied aircraft flew 14,674 sorties during the invasion, delivering airborne troops to drop points and bombing enemy positions. 15,500 Americans, 7,900 Brits, airborne, jumped into France behind the enemy lines before the Allies even hit the beaches. By the thousands they came. And by the numbers, 6,939 naval vessels, 1,213 naval combat ships, 4,126 landing ships, 736 ancillary craft, 864 merchant vessels, manned by almost 200,000 sailors. 200,000 sailors to take the beaches. 132,000 Allied troops, among which 57,500 were Americans. 23,000-plus American troops fought their way ashore at Utah Beach. 34,000 more American forces stormed Omaha. 53,000 British troops battled their way onto Golden Sword, and 21,000 Canadians took Juneau. These soldiers, these men, putting their nations and the future of freedom and liberty on their backs as they scaled those cliffs, the casualties for D-Day, 2,499 dead for the Americans, 3,184 wounded, 2,000 more missing and 26 captured. For the Brits, more than 2,700 dead, and the Canadians had 946 dead. But for the entire invasion, which was considered to be from June 6th until June 25th, 1944, 425,000 total casualties, dead and wounded. 425,000 dead and wounded. Can you imagine today's generation scaling those cliffs? By the end of June 11th, that was D plus 5, 326,000 troops, 54,000 vehicles, 104,000 tons of supplies had been unloaded in France. By the end of the war, those figures increased to 2.5 million men, 500,000 vehicles, 4 million tons of additional supplies. It was the greatest undertaking in world history to protect the future, to protect me. As I mentioned, I was born 20 years after the end of World War II. Stunning to think about now. I was born just 20 years after the end of World War II. People that had stormed the beaches of France were still in their 30s. young men. And what have we done? What have we done to honor their sacrifice? Hopefully a lot. But I want you just to consider the gravity of what it was like to be on those amphibious landing vessels in 8-foot seas. Most of the soldiers sick as hell, frankly, and just wanting to get on the dry ground where then they took the withering assault from the pillboxes from the Germans and the assaults and the attacks and stepping over the bodies to reclaim freedom, to reclaim Europe, to reclaim France. That's the greatness of a nation. That's the measure of a generation. A generation that left it to us to preserve and protect. And hopefully we honor that. And these are the kind of lessons, my friends, that we should be sharing with young people, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the kids down the street, because those that were actually there are dwindling daily. So it is left to us to tell the stories of D-Day, to tell the stories of American greatness, and those of the British and the Canadians and everybody that protected the world from tyranny, that protected the world from dictatorship and insanity and Nazi Germany and the Third Reich. Something for you to consider this day, D-Day plus 75 years. Take a moment. Reflect on it. It's the Steve Gerber Show.